G'day. Well, a lot of people being rescued by the SES helicopter today with the floods, the massive floods and the very high levels that we've been experiencing. But none more dramatic than the story that I've been following since the early hours of this morning. And that is a couple and their three children who were stranded on a property near the Daintree village, about 10 kilometres on from the Daintree village. And it's a property called Tranquility, of all names. And the floods hit there, and the manager and his wife and the three children had to escape the flood, the torrent that hit the house, the manager's house, and they had to flee to higher ground, up to a lodge. Now, even the lodge, they were starting to feel that they might even have to head for the roof with the lodge, with the amount of water that was coming down. Quite an amazing story. Now, they had to get out. They had very little food, and they managed to get out using some sort of Wi-Fi app and NBN app that they were able to install up there at the lodge. And they got a very quick phone call. They just got out a call to some friends of theirs, Roger and Maggie Allen, who own that property where he's the manager, and the couple there and their children are the managers of the place. And he got that call, and then he was able to start the process of getting them rescued. Now, they thought that the helicopters couldn't get in because of the weather conditions still today and the low cloud, but the SES helicopter got in and found a window of opportunity, grabbed them and the dog, they've got a dog as well, and brought them to safety. And as soon as they were able to do that, I was able to speak to them.
Late yesterday afternoon, as a lot of people would have experienced, it was clear that it wasn't letting up, the rain. And so we were basing it on our experience from a few weeks earlier with a bit of a flood out there that got up to about 14.8 metres, I think, which was pretty high. And so when it became pretty clear that it was higher than that and still torrential, we had to make a quick decision to move from the farmhouse, which is slightly lower on the property, and head up to the holiday lodge. And we were very lucky we did go when we went, because there was, in the space of a few minutes, there was a wall of water that came between the two properties. So we just got across with all the kids, and which was slightly risky, but we had no choice. And then we proceeded over the next few hours to watch it get higher and higher and higher, to where the point where we got the phone call from the council at about 11 o'clock, warning that about the level of the Daintree. And then it became apparent to us that all the farmhouse, which we'd abandoned, and all our stuff, would have gone under somewhat, because when we compared the level of the water outside of the lodge, we knew that
the house was gone.
The house was gone. Yeah.
And what was in the house? All your possessions, all your furniture?
Yeah. We've recently moved up from Magnetic Island, and that was everything we had.
Did you grab the photos? The old thing about grabbing photos, or have you lost those as well?
I grabbed the hard drive. Yeah, it's. Yeah, all the photos are on the hard drive. I grabbed them. We think the computers are safe. We think they're in the top of one of the wardrobes, so we haven't really had a chance to look through and see what's there and what's not. But basically, it got above bed level, so everything in the kids' rooms, toys-wise and everything, was gone. And then, kitchen, the fridges and freezers were floating around, so yeah, they all got turned upside down.
Vehicles?
One of our vehicles had water up to the back seats, so we opened the doors to that this morning to a muddy mess.
You've got your dog here, safe and sound.
Yeah.
Dusty.
Yeah, named after the champion Dustin Martin for
right.
The Tigers.
Well, you got him anyway. So you lost what furniture? Was all your food in there as well?
Yeah, we just Alicia had done really well, and we've been through a cyclone at Early Beach, Cyclone Debby a few years ago, and that flood a few weeks ago. So we've always tried to be a little bit prepared. So we had a fully stocked big chest freezer and two fridges full.
Up at the lodge where you're on higher ground?
No.
In the house?
Yes, in our house.
But did you grab any of that?
Nah, all happened too quick. All gone.
So you left basically without any food?
Pretty much. Yeah, we didn't have time to grab anything. It was... I raced up to the lodge to bring a generator up there, and in the space, which is in the space of about 2 minutes in between dropping a generator off, coming back to the farmhouse, it was clear that if we didn't go now, we were stuck, and we would have been in a bad way given how high the water got. So
what did you do for Tucker?
Filled a couple of shopping bags with random things from the pantry. There was some 2-minute noodles in there, some microwave popcorn, which we didn't think about the microwave not working when we got up there. Just a few pantry items. Just been eating random stuff until we got down there today and were able to salvage a few things out of the fridges that didn't get damaged. So, yeah.
And what about the kids? Now, the kids' ages, I believe, are 2, 4, and 6, is that right?
Yes.
How did the kids handle this, Alicia?
Really well. They're kids. They're oblivious to most things. So, yeah, they had a decent night's sleep last night while we were awake the whole night. So, yeah, they've handled it quite well. I'm not sure they quite understand the severity of things when we were a bit reluctant to walk them into the house this morning, but... yeah, no, they're doing okay. Yeah.
And sort of what was it like? You said that you wouldn't have slept last night because, you know, that teeming rain and all of that and wondering what the hell's going to go on. Mm. What was going through your mind? Were you thinking, right, is this going to lift up and we're going to be in trouble in the lodge? Is that behind you, in your mind?
Yeah, it was.
Landslides was a worry.
Yeah, we're worried about landslides and we had never... imagined that the water could get to the level that it actually got to, even at the lodge. It was, I think Roger is even surprised how high when I explained what level it got to. So, because the lodge is, pretty high up, we were just watching it get higher and higher, and just thinking, well, we got nowhere else to go. So, other than the roof.
Yeah, that was the last one, the roof, I guess. Yeah. Now, look, Roger and Maggie, they were so worried about you guys, and they were ready to hire a helicopter. You know, if they couldn't get the SES to come in and get you out, he was going to hire a helicopter, and they were incredibly worried about you guys.
Yeah, they've been great. They've been really good. Amazing. So we're very lucky. We got a bit of communication out. A lot of people have had no communication at all.
You use some sort of app or something to get out to Roger to talk to him.
Yeah, Roger's got a wireless satellite
NBN they've got up at the lodge now that they just recently put up there. So we were able to get power to it with the generator, and thankfully it worked after a while. It wasn't working for quite a long time, and then all of a sudden it fired up. So yeah, we used the WhatsApp on our phones to get through to Roger straight away.
And that was vital, because once Roger got that call, that was when he started to make the phone calls to get all of this rolling, so you finally got rescued.
No, we would have been in the same situation as a lot of other people up in the Daintree at the moment. If we weren't able to get to Roger, and Roger wasn't able to communicate with the SES and everyone else, we would still be up there, have no way of... We were just hoping that someone would come looking for us. So.
And what was it like when you heard the chopper coming?
Yeah, well, we were surprised, because I had received a text saying they weren't coming. The weather had closed in, and we'd have to ride it out till tomorrow. An hour later, the chopper was hovering above the house, so we were running around like headless chooks trying to just grab a little bit of stuff, because it was clear that they wanted to land. And we only found out when we got reception back in Mossman that Leon from the choppers had sent us messages saying that we are on our way. Disregard the earlier message, we're going to come and get you, but we didn't get those messages, so we weren't aware.
And it was pretty hairy, the chopper coming down. on that area? Because Roger was telling me there could have been live wires around the place.
There are wires that are down right across the property. A power pole has come down, and so there are wires lying in the middle of the paddock with huge trees wrapped around them that have come down the valley. So, but that was a fair way away from the choppers. Sure. So
they landed, grabbed you, the kids, and the dog?
And Dusty, absolutely. I was going to stay with Dusty.
I heard that, and I thought, no, you've got to get out of there.
Yeah, well, they convinced me right at the last minute to get on, and that Dusty would be okay, and they were great. They got us all on and got us all secure, and, we got an amazing view of... a lot of water and a lot of hardship for people. It's there was a lot of damage. So
when you got that view out of the chopper, what was going through your mind when you looked down?
Just the poor other people. There was houses with water just right through the middle of it, down near the eco lodge in the village. Just looked horrible. Yeah.
Because they're talking about this being, the level higher than 1901 and broke the record for that.
Yeah, we're lucky we experienced that.
Welcome to this part of the world. Yeah. What are you thinking now at this stage?
Surely it can't get much worse.
We said that after Boxing Day.
Yeah, Boxing Day was bad enough. I think that was the third or fourth highest since 1901, from what I could see off Bomb's website. So we thought, that's the big one for the wet. Yeah. So
wait another 100 years, and yeah. Not the case.
So, yeah. But as long as everyone's okay.
No, that's exactly right. And you're safe, and there's no bad news story. This is a good news story. Will you be going back as manager? Are you happy to go back, or are you going to think about another career choice, or what are you going
to
do?
Where's Roger?
We have to see the sunshine first. We've got to see it in winter before we can make any decisions. That's what we came up for.
We're here for the long haul. So it's all part of the region, and we have been up this way before, but a long time ago. So it's not totally unfamiliar, but that was pretty hairy today.
Tony and Alicia there, and very, very relieved people, and so they should be. But congratulations to the SES helicopter crew who got them out. They're safe, and that's the most important thing.